This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get to our headlines, huh? See? They're brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast. We're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's price like they've lost their mind. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. Marlins got swept.
Yeah, and it wasn't even close, except for the 2-0 game.
Yeah, tough go.
In that game, they got the fewest hits they got in the game. And
petering out the fish, petering out to end
the season. We were talking about this earlier. Is that a youth thing?
Yeah, I think there's part of it. I think certainly with Jury, it feels like he's hit a bit of a wall.
Is this the first year he's gone like the whole –
It's the first year with him. Well, he came back, I think, like a month in from Tommy John. Mm-hmm. Then he was balling out pretty much after
and
two starts.
Didn't they shut him down or something?
No, that was the first time.
The first time.
That was the first. That was his rookie season. Sandy's looked really good. Cal Quantrill's not a fish anymore. They got some really good arms coming up too. So I don't know. Like I think, look, the Marlins have shown definitely some building blocks for next year. I do wonder. You know, you kind of got the Braves on a down year. So, like, you're going to go. It's not like the division's going to get any easier.
Right.
Unless they do this. I don't know when they're planning on doing this realignment thing. Probably after next year. But, you know, yeah, it does feel a little bit like they're just running out of juice at the end of the season.
Right.
Marcy did win Rookie of the Month, though. So.
Yep.
Marcy Buku. It's a Dolphins game week. 1:00 against the Colts. We got Game Day Uncensored coming your way, 9 a.m. And the Finns going to practice again today. Got our first injury report yesterday, Leroy. Pretty healthy. It appears Darren Waller's been dealing with a hip. You know, that's you know, they've been kind of like...
A hip,
yeah.
I mean...
Go ahead, Leroy.
No.
What do you mean?
Go ahead, Leroy.
He hasn't practiced.
Well, I'm just...
How did he hurt his hip?
I don't know. Stretching?
Wait, if you're hurting your hip stretching, that's not good.
Exactly. But how... Here. If he's had no real physical football during camp, where did the hip thing come from?
I don't know.
Rapping.
I don't know.
Rapping.
Yeah. he banged it in the booth.
Grabbed the mic.
Tua did say, though, he's impressed in practice at times. This was Tua on Darren Waller. That's what he had to say.
I mean, there's some plays that he's made out there that I would say I'm pretty confident that he'll make some plays for us. Now, is he going to have a lot of playing time? That I'm not too sure. You know, with what the coaches got going on and with game plan aspect of it, you know, I'm not too sure.
Maybe this is all just a cover up. Like they're going to go out and he's going to look like Tony Gonzalez. No.
Waller is not in football shape yet. And he has a hip problem.
This was the.
Do you understand how that is just weird? You haven't played football. You haven't practiced. And then you start practicing, and now you're dealing with a hip thing. When?
Schmieden says, we'll be lucky if he looks like Tony Fasano. Oh, Anthony Fasano. Here's the injury report from yesterday. Waller was the only one not to practice who's not on IR. Devon Achan, he was limited with a calf. Ashton Davis, the safety, limited with a calf. D. Eskridge, coming back from a concussion, was limited. Tyreek Hill had the oblique calf. They're limited. And
oblique calf?
Oblique slash calf. Oh,
that's not, he didn't, oh, my goodness.
He says he's good, baby. Okay. Cheetah says he's good.
All right.
And you believe what the cheetah says?
I do believe what the cheetah says.
Really?
The name is
Cheetah. See? We pick and choose.
Not exactly.
Pick and choose.
Sometimes I believe him.
No, you pick and choose. You want him.
I feel like
you want him. Everybody wants him to have a bounce back year.
I think I speak Cheetah very well, and I think I know when he's telling whoppers and when he's telling the truth.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Okay. You fall for it.
We hosted his galah.
I'm going to just sit.
We have a rapport.
Yeah. I do. I told a little jokey joke. To only the black people in the building.
And then everybody looked at the intangibles auctioneer and was like, what the hell? I love you, Dad.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, Leroy and I, Cheetah's first year here, we hosted his family gala. It was the only year they did it. And he had an auctioneer
who didn't speak fast. He went, hey, we have this trip for Africa.
Yep.
Then out of nowhere, he just comes up.
And then he's just
crying.
Like, I made. But that's so proud of me here.
Like, he just started crying?
And wait, yeah.
Dude, he was getting emotional.
Hey, all I know is that is not an environment for me and Toby to be standing next to each other.
Like, we did this.
Right?
Like, we just did dirty boxing, right? We had a new ring announcer. And, man, he killed it. He did such a good job. Imagine, like, he just goes before the main event starts and we introduce the fighters. I just want to say.
I love you, Blue.
I love you, Dad. Yeah. No, he's got to do the job. The auctioneer showed up there. He made it about himself. Nobody wants to know the auctioneer's story. I don't imagine an auctioneer to have a story. I imagine him being in a closet of items, being like,
I imagine him having a regular job, and on the weekend, he moonlights as an auctioneer.
Right. But his. I don't want to know about your dream of becoming an auctioneer. Just auctioneer.
And speak
fast. Got your job.
And wait. Here's the deal. Is there anything more frustrating than a slow-talking auctioneer?
Didn't even know. I thought part of the job is to talk fast.
Right. Right.
$100. Anybody? You? Ma'am? Sir?
Yeah.
50? No, you're not supposed to go down. You're supposed to go up fast. Yeah. You're supposed to trick people. Anyway. Austin Jackson, limited with a toe.
Let me tell you, toes. Of all those injuries, the toe one's the worst.
He's been back for 2 weeks.
How does it feel?
Here's the problem, Vlad. Okay, all those other injuries, you don't have to strap something around it. You got to put a shoe on. You can't play without a shoe. So if you have a toe or foot, any type of swelling, it's hard to put your shoe on. I had to cut, like, they had to cut part of my shoe out and put a pad around it so my toe would fit in my shoe.
Oof.
So just imagine, the whole time I'm playing with that, thinking, oh, please don't nobody step on my toe.
We have four injuries of full participants in practice yesterday. Storm Duck had a hip. Julian Hill, shoulder.
Julian Hill. He had that shoulder for 7 years because for some reason, no, would it be something if they just put... he has stones.
Stone hands. Ifeatu Melifonwu has a hammy, but he was a full participant in practice, as was Dante Trader, the rookie safety. Right. Safeties with hammy injuries.
You know. A little bit different, though. But I will say this. There's a lot of reacting to the ball, like turning and running. So there is some pressure. If you play in the secondary, and you got a hamstring problem, yikes.
Yep.
Like, did we ever figure out, did they put Bonner on IR?
Yeah, he is on IR. Okay. He has a bad hammy. He has a real bad hammy. We saw that, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, just because you pull up like that doesn't mean it was bad, right? You won't know till later, because sometimes you feel it. Like, because just from going to two-a-days, and you just, it maybe it's out of being tired, right? But I.
It looked bad.
Yeah.
It looked when it happened. It was like, oh, there's the frog hop.
Yep.
Crazy. We'll take a break, get you caught up with some more stuff as we go along the way. Still got to break down the schedule, and I have a description for each game for this 2025 Miami Dolphins season.
Do we have to put a disclaimer on this? That these names are subject to change based on how the season's going?
I think I have described each game up until a certain point in the season pretty accurately. I do not think I'm going to have to.
You'll change your mind.
We'll see.
I promise you.
We'll see.
You're doing it.
Football Talk on WCAM is sponsored by Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy week one matchup between Miami and Indianapolis, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey. All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's get to a Miami football report here.
I can't believe we didn't play this not one time for the opening week of Miami.
Well, you got it for Bethune this week.
I didn't.
It's the same.
Bethune. I wondered if they're gonna just stay down here, save some money.
They should have.
Yeah. They take the bus anyway. They don't fly nowhere.
Miami Reports on WQM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public School Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. Dolphins getting set for the Indianapolis Colts. And yesterday, Tyreek Hill, Tua Tagovailoa, they addressed the media. And Tua, he says, him and Tyreek, all good, baby.
I would say it's good. I think for what it was earlier in the summer was just that, and I think people might have blown it out of proportion to where now. I mean, we've worked on it, and I think that conversation is dead now. I think once people see Tyreek score on Sunday, you know, everyone will forget about that. You know, so we're in a good spot. and we've been in a good spot for some time as well. So I'm really happy with that and pleased with that. And I'm very pleased with how our guys are operating now in all rooms, you know, tight ends, running backs, receivers, you know, O-line, all of that. So I'm very happy.
There you go. Tua yesterday.
So I would say this. We didn't make a big deal about it. He kind of did, which is understandable. I'm not saying he was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
By saying the things he said about what Tyreek did, I think he had to say something. And he had to say, you know, look, Tyreek has to rebuild it. And so from that standpoint, that kind of started the conversations of how in you and Tyreek. You know what I mean? It wasn't a situation where people were just coming to him with that. He kind of made some statements earlier that were justified, but then the follow-up every time you see him, how are you and Tyreek? How are you and Tyreek?
Well, I think what I would say is Tua is one of those guys, literally everything he said is blown up, so maybe it doesn't register the same to him.
Right.
Like when he says something and he's just being honest about it, like
he's
this
too forthcoming.
He is honest.
But you know what?
He is honest.
It's easier to do it the way he did it
mm-hmm.
than to fake it and then the first sign you see of anything have to revisit it over and over again.
Right.
Right? So, like, people say they want players and coaches to be honest. I'm going to tell you right now, no, you don't. No, you don't. You want them to do exactly what they do, kind of hang around on the fringes without really saying anything. Because if you got the truth, then you would have a problem with that. So just stop with that. I think Tua handled it. He gave you some honest thoughts on it simply because it was a serious offense.
Of course.
So you had to approach it that way as the leader on the team.
Yep.
And they worked through it. We don't know where that is because when you have situations like this, you can't really judge how the situation is when things are going great because nobody can
say
nothing.
That's kind of the theme for the whole team, right? Because everybody seems to think there's a rift. Everybody on the team publicly is saying this is the closest team. Even Tyreek said this yesterday. This is the closest team I've ever been on. Everybody's hanging out with each other. They spent all basically half a training camp on the road together.
Right.
But, I mean, that's just a matter of will it hold if there's a two-game losing streak.
That's going to be the test.
I believe them that they're intentioned.
You don't know.
But we won't know until they face real adversity.
Here's the issue. When you got to deal with the heat, not just the heat from the media, from the fans, when you got to deal with the heat after a failure,
mm-hmm.
okay, that's when you know how close your team is.
For sure.
Because people inherently get defensive even if what you're saying is true.
Right.
Right? It's mm-hmm. just human nature.
Well, I think that was part of what happened with Tyreek, too. We talked about that, too. Like, it was bad what he did, and he definitely was wrong in what he said afterwards, but also you could tell it was overly emotional. Like, he probably should have. He couldn't have won, because if he would have blown off the media, that would have been a story, too, at the end of the year. But we also got to take into account, like, he very clearly was very heated when he spoke to the media as the season ended and said that he wants off the Dolphins.
I'm not mad at Tyreek for being frustrated. I'm mad at the way he expressed his frustrations with how things were going, with turning your back on the guys that were in battle with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's the big no-no. And then once you did that, it almost felt like he doubled down by saying other things that he regretted because he was trying to save face. And so it made it a lot worse than better.
This was Tyreek Hill yesterday reacting to Tua's comments that the beef has been blown up.
That's typically what you guys do, blow it out of proportion. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of, you know, how, you know, the views and, you know, it gets spread all over the internet. But at the end of the day, like, me and Tua know exactly where we stand at. He knows, and I know that we both have a brother, you know what I'm saying, for the rest of our life. And we're going to continue to build, man, each and every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, brothers fight all the time. Like, I fight with my brothers. Like, we go at it all the time. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we know what the main goal is. We still family. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to continue to get better each and every day.
There you go. Tyreek Hill yesterday.
You know what gets me better?
Bombs.
That
Cheetah
when
bombs.
I look to my left and I look to my right, that my guys are with me.
You know what would get me better? Leaving Xavier Howard in the dust.
Oh,
in the dust.
He will.
And we just get him just streak into the end zone. That would get me better.
Yeah.
That would make me feel real good.
Tua is an emotional diva.
Ooh.
Holy smokes, that's coming out of nowhere.
Cody also goes, frosty.
You know what? He couldn't, like, Tua couldn't be emotional and make it through what he went through his rookie year. Right? You got to have a level of just...
Yeah, I remember, because we were still doing mornings back in his first couple of years, so I went to a lot of practices with him when all that stuff was going on. You could definitely feel how defeated he felt.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the whole I don't not feel wanted thing? He was, you could tell, but he was a young guy. Like, it was getting to him. His coach clearly was rats off a ship on him.
Right.
He is a different guy than that. Like, I think that this is a mature guy
mm-hmm.
who's got years in. Obviously, has been through a lot of physical adversity too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I don't think any of this stuff is you know calculated by him. I think this is just. I think you're right. Like, I think it's genuinely how he feels, and I want to believe all of them. It's just a matter of, but. They know what's going to come. If they blow this against the Colts to start the season, they know what's going to come with it. It's cool that they're all going around they talk, we do. But if you don't do, then the more talking will follow. And it's going to be deserved because all of these guys who are the faces of the franchise, they've all been handsomely rewarded. And since that's happened, right. So that's why it's a don't lose.
You're back to this.
I like how you – yeah, you're good. You're good.
Thank you.
You're good.
Thank you. We'll mix things up on the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, 104.3 WQAM on YouTube, Twitch. It's Miami 104.3 WQAM. Go subscribe today. You guys can check us out. Joe Rose streaming live for you every day, 6 to 10. He had Mike McDaniel on this morning. Man, Mike McDaniel, really, when he doesn't want to answer a question, he really hits that lawnmower of ums and ahs, huh? You guys can go check that out. Hockman, Crowder, Solana, and catch their clips there as well. Sports Day every weekend. We got Game Day Uncensored coming your way on Sunday. It's all happening for us, baby. But let us get to the mixed bag, take a little look around the NFL, and Joe Burrow hoping for a better season last year, certainly a better start than last year. Here's what he had to say on how he's feeling going into this year.
I mean, I'm very confident. My body's in a place that it hasn't been in years past. So for me personally, I'm excited about that opportunity. You know, we're treating it like any other game. We're not doing anything differently. Obviously, there's an emphasis on the start of this season and having to win some of these games early, but that comes down to Sundays. Our prep has always been excellent, in my opinion. You know, we're going to have the right game plan because we have great coaches, and we're going to know what we're doing when we're out there because, you know, we put in the work. It's just about going out and executing those plays and doing the right things on Sunday.
Whatever, Joe. Guy needs more haters, man. Joe Burrow. Sick of him.
Is he one of the few people that he'll go his whole career and may not have a whole lot of success, but people would love him?
Kind of feels like, I don't know, maybe this is the year, but yeah, guy needs more haters, man. I'm telling you.
Why you want to hate on him?
I don't know. I just do. Because I just feel like he's got nobody hating on him. And I think like everybody.
You know why?
Wait.
You know why?
Because he's not hating.
He's in Cincinnati.
I think that's what it is.
If he was in Dallas or if he was in New
York. Lamar Jackson's got haters. Josh Allen's got haters. But even Patrick Mahomes for his voice has haters.
Well,
Joe Burrow's got no haters, dude. I think he needs more haters.
He's a level loser.
He's not a loser.
He's not. I mean, his team.
He's not a winner.
And you love Joe Burrow. I mean, because he got a team that had no business in the Super Bowl. He led them to a Super Bowl.
And he got to an AFC title game the following year. Could have won. Yes. He's not, you know. I don't see why they hate Joe Burrow.
This is my point. Nobody.
He
know.
Just says, for every person that loves Aaron Rodgers, you think there's a Leroy out there. Why does Joe Burrow not have
He's
a Leroy?
He's got no haters. I don't know.
Because he plays in Cincinnati.
Everybody says he's the best, but everybody, you know, like, he had a bad start. It's not his fault. Joe Burrow, we all love him.
I would just say because he's in Cincinnati. Like, there's certain places, like, I was just watching the top five over there, and they said Justin Herbert is in the top five of guys who are going to take that next elite status step.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm like, how? Has the most passed TDs in the history of the Cowboys-Eagles rivalry. Ooh.
Cam Ward. This is Cam on going into his first NFL start. What do you have to say?
I just view it as doing my job, I would say. I think Tennessee took me for a reason, you know, that, you know, I'm capable of throwing the ball and leading the offense, you know, to score a lot of points. And, you know, I'm just trying to do my 111. Everybody has a job in our offense. Everybody got to contribute. So, you know, hopefully coming out of there with a win.
There you go. I think I'm taking the Titans to win the division.
He's another guy that's easily likable.
Easily likable.
Yes.
Definitely.
Oh, wait. So wait a minute.
Easily likable.
So wait a minute.
I said another guy, and I would say Joe Burrow. I put Joe Burrow in there. I think Joe Burrow is easily likable. The kind of swag that he comes with, he backs it up.
Let me ask you this then, Toby.
Sure.
Yep.
Both of you. Because I know you're team Tua. But it's a little bit of part of you just like, we could have had him.
Joe Burrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't.
But I'm just saying.
Could have had Justin Herbert.
Could have.
Yeah.
But Burrow's better.
You guys are looking ahead to my schedule, you know?
Oh, I can't wait for this, man.
Yeah, a couple.
But I'm just saying, it feels like there's a little, like, you know, lover's remorse.
I think, you know, with I don't think it's lover's remorse. I'm just like, you know, like everybody, it feels like they deal with stuff. For the guys who haven't won, Joe Burrow, he's just got no haters, dude. I don't know what the deal is.
Right.
You know, it's just, it feel like he gets to skate, you know, and even in that division.
The question is this. When is Joe Burrow going to take the heat like all other quarterbacks eventually do? I mean, think about it. We can go back as far as Peyton Manning.
When he's to blame.
Yeah, okay.
Well, was he to blame?
But as long as he plays for Cincinnati, he won't be the blame.
Yeah, you're always going to blame ownership, or you're going to blame
the defense.
The defense.
Right.
Or the O-line. They've been trying to fix that O-line his whole career. Maybe run faster.
I know you're not talking about quarterback running fast.
Oh my goodness, dude! Wait,
Frog Boy like, would be flopping out of nowhere.
Wait, what was that? You know, Marcos would be like, mm-mm. Nope. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Speaking of a guy who can't run fast, Matthew Stafford. This is what he had to say on his back injury going into Week One.
Oh, I'm gonna go play the game. Whatever happens, happens. I'm playing like I always play. I got no issues with a physical game. Obviously, would love to stay as clean as possible, but I'm not thinking twice about that at all. I'm out there ready to go play.
He sounds like Joe Burrow.
All intangibles don't sound alike, dude.
No, I'm not saying he sounds like Joe Burrow. Though.
Maybe Joe Burrow sounds like him.
Oh, Joe Burrow sounds like him.
Be Joe Burrow in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So, Jordan Love. This is what he feels the championship. Wow, take my minus one.
The what?
I meant to say championship.
Minus one.
Wow. I was trying to say championship.
That's it?
I was trying to say championship aspirations.
Wow, he got
two. But I got, woo! Woo!
Wow.
Sorry.
Hey.
Ooh, man.
Stand and eight count. Get him in the corner.
That was a tumble and dry.
Oh, no, Tobin, stand and eight count. I think the word was championship.
We're going to see if the ref lets him continue here.
Oof. You know, Bob, there was two parts to that what he was trying to get through. He didn't even get to the second word.
Here's Jordan Love on the Packers' championship aspirations now that they have Micah Parsons.
That's always the mindset, is go out there and want to compete for a Super Bowl. You know, it starts with the NFC North, but adding a player like that, you know, to a defense who I already thought was really good. So I'm just excited to see it. But at the end of the day, it always comes back to us. We got to go out there, make plays, execute. You know, a roster, who you got on it doesn't win you games. So we got to go out there and make those plays.
Timbo Slice says Tobin hit the cha-cha slide on that one. That was embarrassing. I haven't been that embarrassed.
One time.
Point.
Slide to your left. Slide to your right.
Nick T says, can we please clip that? I'm sure it's already done. I'm sure it's.
It's ready.
Oof. Silly Sauce's words means words. Wow. Nick T says, was that Tobin's Adam Sandler? I apologize. Jeez.
I mean, like, I didn't even realize you were going through some issues.
Oh, I knew it, but I'm happy he was accountable.
I was stuck in the blocks.
Right, and he took accountability for his
D-Sizzle. You know who can't pronounce championship aspirations?
Mm-hmm.
The Dolphins.
That's true. That's true.
Ooh. Point four. Hey. Twitcher. Well,
I have this is a serious question, too. I don't tell you how to fan, right? I mean, I criticize, but do you? But my question is, if you're a fan of a team, why is everybody so negative all the time? Like, if you're a fan and you want your team to win, where's the hope? You have none? Like,
I don't think this year connotes hope. I don't think it
does.
Yeah,
but you
know, last year probably connoted hope.
So here's what I think they'll win 10 games.
Okay.
At a minimum. And here's why.
At a minimum?
Yeah. Okay. And here's why. I like the direction that they've taken offensively with how they, got some dogs on the offensive line. They're going to be more physical up front, okay? I really like what they did on the defensive front as far as being able to come in waves. So if somebody gets hurt, you're still replacing them with a quality pass rusher, okay? Do you have questions about the secondary? Absolutely. But if you have that front seven, you can make up for that. I like the weapons they have on offense. So I don't know, like, it's their team to me. The Miami Dolphins are a better football team than they were last year, just kind of based on the approach that they've taken to play the game.
Yeah, but I think fan expectations, like I think the pain is like expectations divided by results. So like you put yourself in a position where I think last year the expectations were way up here, the results way down here, And so people were really pissed off. So I think people are just more guarded this year.
I mean, but you've been that way for a while.
Yeah.
This is not a situation where I say, okay, this is this year. I mean, ever since I've been down here, it's been the same thing. When Dan Marino was a quarterback, the complaint was can't get us past the first round.
Yeah, well, not for nothing, dude. 25 years is a long time. It's longer than anybody else in the NFL for no playoff wins.
Even the Cleveland Browns won it.
Yeah. The Lions. The Lions.
I mean, the Lions.
The Lions.
Who else?
Do you know how many greats they've retired? The Lions, Leroy.
Yeah, I get it. I understand. But like, are we ever going to, like, I guess I would say fans don't have, do you want your team to win?
Of course, but
That's all I'm trying to get
It's a guarded heart. I'm telling you, last year people came in very fired up.
Right.
They were dreadful in as far as expectations. Yeah, some things happened along the way. But it was also, you know, people invested in Tua, you know, people who did want to believe in him. And like the worst thing happened, he got hurt because it was like your biggest fear is like, hey, let's not have a healthy season. And so now people are like, you know what, dude? Okay, now this regime is in. You got to show them. And that's what their whole little mantra is. They talk, we do. They better go do. Because people are tired of putting themselves out there like that because they looked a fool. And the other thing that was interesting about this little regime here, not everybody, but for the most part, the faces of the team, everybody said they're all speed. They're all style. There's no substance.
Right.
And they got proven completely true.
And I would say that the hope is that they've built this team with a little more substance.
Yes.
Your substance is your offense and defensive line. That's your substance in football.
Mm-hmm.
If you can play well in those two areas of the game, offense and defensive line, you're always going to have a chance, even if you don't have the skill players. Now, these guys do have the skill players. So I'm more positive about it, and I've been this way the whole camp, simply because I see a different style. I'm starting to see or get an idea of the style of football that Mike McDaniel has played in all of his other stops, right? Like, to start off with a 15-play drive with no penalties, we'd have like a 14-play drive.
Talking about preseason, bro?
I'm just saying, the attitude, you can change the attitude regardless of where you're playing. And so to see that, I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I would
this
like
is different.
I think keeping it at an arm's distance is fair. I also think things have gotten crazy. Like I think this, like the way we reacted to that Lions practice, people were jumping off a bridge over a joint practice. None of us saw it, and everybody was like, "Oh my God, that was the worst practice ever."
Yeah, somebody's. If this was a business, that was a mom and pop, we would be bankrupt after 25 years. I wouldn't say bankrupt. I would just say you haven't made enough at that point to retire.
Well, I think right now what the problem is that your rich parents, you know, who just keep, you know, giving you money after money after money, enables bad behavior.
Correct.
And so I think people are looking at, like, where's the accountability on it? And so this is kind of the last stand
for
these guys. So we'll
even
see what they do.
Even with the Marlins. We've watched the Marlins, but we've gotten to a point now that we see the direction that they're going. It looks positive to this point. They've given us a little bit, you know, in stretches, but just not consistent enough. Like, yeah, but you still feel good about where the team's headed.
Yeah, but nobody on the Marlins is locked in as a face of the franchise other than Sandy. Like, everybody else is making peanuts. Like, nobody would feel this way if it was, you know, on rookie deals and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines. More to come back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.